USA Radio News.
French President Emmanuel Macron addressed a joint meeting of Congress today as this ends his three-day tour of Washington. One of the topics, again, was North Korea.
France supports fully the United States in its efforts to bring Pyongyang through sanctions and negotiations towards denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Macron also addressed Iran having nuclear weapons.
As for Iran, our objective is clear. Iran shall never possess any nuclear weapons.
Jurors at Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial have begun deliberating after a marathon day of closing arguments that portrayed the comedian as both a calculating predator and someone who's the victim of a multi-million dollar framing setup by a, quote, pathological liar. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, moms and dads. There's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide. Go see it today.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi defended her use of the term crumbs to defend the GOP tax cuts when she was confronted about her remark by a student yesterday at Georgetown University. Take a listen to how she explains what she meant when she said crumbs.
There are some benefits that some are feeling in a particular way with the tax bill. My statement was really a fuller statement that says while they provide a banquet for the top 1%, they're giving some crumbs to other people.
Veterans Affairs nominee Ronnie Jackson has fought to convince lawmakers of his leadership abilities as more and more details come out against him, ranging from repeated drunkenness at work to a toxic work environment. Senator Rand Paul joined Fox News to say he's willing to listen about Jackson, but he does have some questions.
I don't know yet what to believe and what not to believe, so it's going to take longer for me to sort of understand that situation.
This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Police recently released a video showing a former financial advisor to Hillary Clinton getting involved in a heated, profanity-laced confrontation with several police officers. Karen Turner was a commissioner with the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey and was a chairman of its ethics committee. This all started when Turner's daughter was pulled over and could not provide proof of insurance. Karen Turner, the mom, rushed out to the scene. Take a listen to a portion of the exchange.
You're just here as a ride, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm here as a concerned citizen and friend of the mayor and been in Tenafly for 20 years. I take full responsibility for them. And what is the reason they were pulled over?
The driver has all the information. He'll tell you.
No. I need to know.
No, you don't need to know.
Okay.
We're not involved here. You're picking them up.
No. I'm involved. I'm very disappointed in the way the two of you are acting. You cannot even tell me. A mother living in Tenafly for 20 years with two kids who went through the school system, what's the problem? And that's shocking. It's shocking that you can't even give me a sentence.
I think we should
Savitsky,
conclude this.
I will.
Just for safety
absolutely.
Reasons, this is a high-speed road. I think we should all get off of the road.
You
a little bit dangerous for us being
so
out here as
sorry.
Long as we were
Thank
anyway.
Thank you for your concern with my safety.
Okay.
I don't need it. You can't put a sentence together? Sorry.
Okay.
That's pathetic. And you are a disappointment.
It should come as no surprise that Turner resigned after the video surfaced. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Hey there, Huntington County. Now the weather. Showers. If you haven't looked outside lately, we have some sprinkles outside today. We got some showers until probably about 4 p.m. with a little bit of patchy fog, so please be careful on your drive home. Tonight, chance of showers, mostly before 3 a.m., patchy fog again. And tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 67. That's right, you heard it correct. Thursday night, partly cloudy, low around 47, not too shabby. Friday, we got some more showers likely. Friday night, the same thing. Chance of showers looking at a high near 60, low about 46. Saturday, slight chance of showers in the morning, but then partly sunny after that. 66, only a 30% chance of precipitation. I got that word right finally. And Saturday night, we got a low around 42. And Sunday looks like the best day of the weekend. It's sunny, and we're going to have a high probably around 66 degrees. Not too shabby again.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hey, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Huntington County, Clinton, New Jersey. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Coming this summer, full force. That's right, Gray Rock Shopping Plaza. It's 1802, Route 31 in Clinton at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza. If you have any questions, you call us 908-627-7020, 908-627-7020. 7020. My name is Mark LaRose. I am your host and the center manager, motivator, whatever else I could say about it. And I am so happy you are joining me. So if you're watching me live, I'm just having a little bit of a fun moment. Before I came here today, I got a cup of coffee. Actually, I had an espresso. And I was remembering WKRP in Cincinnati. So I threw on my sunglasses real quick. Remember Dr. Johnny Fever? Not that I could be that good, but I'm just trying to roll it in just as a little bit of fun, a little bit of fun right now. So I'll take those off. So, hey, Ron, I see you're on watching us. Haley's watching us again. Hello, Kathy. And Dinesh, my friend Dinesh. How you doing, buddy? Good to see you. So thank you so much for joining me today. We have a lot to cover. I'm going to put my phone up here. We have a lot to cover today. First of all, I want to tell you that the Max Challenge of Clinton is going to be at the Clinton Township Community Day this Saturday, the 28th. We're going to be there starting at 2 p.m. This is the Clinton Township Community Day. Come and visit us. Okay, the driving forces behind the scenes right now, very much in front of the scenes, though, Ron and Lauren Adelstein, they are the owners of the Max Challenge in Clinton. They are going to be there. You come down, say hello, shake their hands. Megan Smith, our lead instructor, the bundle of energy that she is with an amazing transformation story, she's going to be there. Myself, Mark, I will be there too. And we're going to be doing some giveaways too. We're going to have a nice basket of Max gear. And, of course, because it's a community day, we have partnered up with some of our neighbors. We have Grounded for Life Cafe in Clinton. Hello, Tara. Has donated to it. Just Chill Frozen Yogurt on Main Street. Hello, Alice. Donated to it. Clinton Bike Shop. Rachel and Gardner donated to it. And Addicted Chic. Addicted Chic. Hello, Annie. Thanks again for your donation to that, too. So you come in, you enter our giveaway. You're going to have a chance to win not just Max things, which will include, don't tell anybody, one 10-week challenge also. So you're going to want to come down and not miss this. So that's the Community Day this Saturday at 2 p.m., April 28th. All right, today's topic, this is one of those rare times I'm here. I am here by myself today, but I want to talk to you about goals. What about goals? Goals are so incredibly important, when it comes to your health and fitness. Your goals are important for a couple of other things too in your life. Of course, there's financial goals. There is just life goals in particular. Okay, and the things that I'm going to say to you here, I can tell you right now that these principles can probably apply to just about anything. Okay. First of all, did a quick live video before we came on the air here. I said the word resolutions. Resolutions. Can't stand the word. And I'm going to tell you why. How many of you, raise your hand, how many of you made New Year's resolutions this past January, huh? Don't be ashamed. Raise your hand wherever you are. Okay? And how many of you kept them? And you see, and that's the problem with the word resolutions. Don't like resolutions, even if you made them, even with the best of intentions, if you made them. Because it is socially acceptable to break them. It's almost a joke 2 weeks, 3 weeks into the new year. It's almost a joke. Oh, how are you doing with your resolutions? Oh, resolutions. I already ate a custard pie and blah, 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 and I haven't been to the gym in weeks. But I'm donating money to a big box gym so I can keep them in business. They appreciate my money. No, we're not going to talk about resolutions. Goals are a little bit different. Quoting Winston Churchill, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Winston Churchill. Why is that so important? Because I want to talk to you first about some of the reasons. I'm not going to focus too much on this, okay? Because I want to get right into the nitty-gritty of this. I want to talk to you a little bit about why people miss their goals. Why? Why does it happen? We have the best of intentions. By the way, if you're watching on Facebook, and you're listening, give me some thumbs up and some hearts so I know you're out there, okay? Say something, make a comment, interact with me. If you have a question, you can. I'm going to see you right there. Hey, Angela, good to see you again. Write it in the comments. I'll do my best to answer your question as best as I can. So please interact with me. I got my phone up here, right here. And there goes Angela with all the hearts. I see those. All right, so why do people miss their goals? Well, you know, I've been a personal trainer for 17 years, and I have a succinct and direct way that I usually tell people why they miss their goals, especially when it comes to health, fitness, weight loss, things like that, okay? Here it is. Write this down. Do you have a pen and paper? I'll give you a few seconds. Get a pen and paper. Reason number one, most people miss their goals when it comes to losing weight and fitness and health. Reason one. You are not doing what you should be doing. Got it? And reason number two, write this down. You are not doing what you should be doing at all. You know what you should be doing. You know it. And part of the reason we miss our goals is we just don't do them. Okay? Guys and gals, it's a matter of, is it a should or a must? Ron and I have talked about this quite often. Is it a should or a must? Well, I should lose some weight. I should get off my diabetes type 2 medication. I should lower my cholesterol. I should stretch. I should exercise. I should do all these things. But making it a must changes everything, folks. Everything. That's the succinct thing to say right there. And it's almost a joking way that the reason you're missing your goals is you're not doing what you should be doing. But if you're listening and you're watching, you know darn well that it is true. Especially if you've been trying to lose weight and get healthy for a year, 2 years, 5 years, 20, you know it. Okay. Going into that, I got to run to a commercial break. I will be right back. Don't miss out. Stay tuned.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey there, we are back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, coming this summer to the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza in Clinton, 1802 Route 31 North. If at any point in time you have any questions and you want to give us a call, our number is 908-627-7020, 908-627-7020. Two things before I get started into the topic of goals, why we miss them and how to set realistic goals and achieve them. Quick shout out to my fiance, Susan. Love you. And there was something that was just brought up on the page here. Angela kind of referenced it there. Last week, we had a really special show. And this past weekend, the Max Challenge had the Max Day of Giving, which is a company-wide day of compassion and charity. So if you go on our Facebook page, the Max Challenge of Clinton Facebook page, and you go back to last week's broadcast, there's still a link there where you can donate to our good friends, Dinesh and Amanda. They are Max Challenge owners, and they came on here and talked about a very special charity. There's still time for you to donate to that, okay? So feel free to go back 7 days, click that link, and give whatever your heart desires, okay? So we talked a little bit about goal setting and why we miss them, because we're not doing what we should be doing, but there's also a couple of other things too. First of all, realistically, and I'm not going to dwell on this too long, number one, the reason we miss our goals is we tend to lose focus. We lose focus, okay? And what we do need is some daily reminders of what our goals are. We're going to talk about that. Number two, folks, if you write down anything right now on a pad or a piece of paper or whatever it is, remember this and feel free to share this link on Facebook with your friends, especially for this topic. It's one of my mottos. Ron and Lauren will definitely attest to this too. My motto, success is not by accident. Success is not by accident. Hey there, Sandra. I see you. Thanks for watching. Success is not by accident. So reason number two we miss our goals is we don't plan. And some of the times we don't plan, and let's be honest with ourselves, some of the times we don't plan is because we're not so committed to it. Sometimes even psychologically, we almost want the out, because we know if we don't plan in a very careful manner, we're probably going to miss the mark again, and then we're not accountable for it. All right. Number three, we procrastinate. We keep putting it off. We put it off, put it off, put it off. Come on. How many excuses do we have about why we are not setting goals, not just setting goals and reaching them once we set them? What is the reason? Tell you what, do small steps at a time. You know, we might fail, let's say, to achieve weight loss goals, maybe because we have bad eating habits. Okay. A lot of people do. A lot of Americans do. You know, I mean, if you look at the percentage of people that are obese, and if you look up the definition of obese, got to be careful with that. Okay. But not just adults, children. The childhood obesity rate is skyrocketing in this country, unfortunately, and I won't get into that. That's another topic for another day. But the thing is that if you don't plan for success and you procrastinate this change in your eating habits, you've kind of revert back into it. You might stick to it for a couple days, maybe a week, all right? But if you're not careful, you're going to fall back and revert into these habits. And it's almost like an automatic mundane thing that just happens because you get wrapped up in life and you go back to what's comfortable, even if it's bad for you. Got that? Even if it's bad for you, you will fall back and revert to what's comfortable for you if you are not careful. All right. So if you don't want bad habits to stand in the way of your goals, you need to begin to overcome them. Maybe a little bit slowly at first, but you have to stick to it. You have to commit and commit and commit every morning when you wake up, every night when you go to bed. When you try to break a bad habit, that's a little bit too fast. If you do it too fast, it'll unravel on you. You know, you do need to be careful about that because we're going to revert backwards on that, okay? So when we talk about losing weight, I'm going to say it here, because I think it's important. The absolute worst thing to do is to starve yourself. I'll tell you right now, at Max Challenge, one of the things that makes Max Challenge different, aside from amazing classes with amazing instructors and motivation, and accountability and more motivation, it's we offer a nutritional plan with nutritional tools that work in tandem, side by side with the fitness program. Okay. And those nutritional tools, you will see when you enroll, it is designed to make sure you don't starve yourself. Because all you're going to do is if you starve yourself, you're basically 99% of the time, I'll venture to say, you're going to fall back into poor habits. And you're not even just going to fall back into poor habits. Hey, Megan, see ya. You're going to fall back into poor habits with this ferocity. I mean, you're going to binge eat probably too. It's just it's something to do. You got to watch. One of the other reasons we miss our goals is out of fear. Folks, you might want to take this down too on a piece of paper. It's not that you're afraid to fail. A lot of times we miss our goals because we are deep down afraid to succeed. Let that sink in for a second. Because if you plan to, you know, if success is not by accident. You plan to succeed. If you actually start succeeding, that means you actually have to make the changes. All right? And then you're afraid sometimes because it's a change that takes you out of your comfort zone. You know what? I like to live outside my comfort zone. I won't bore you with some of the stories about how I've done that. Okay? And here's the last and thing before we go into actual goal setting. Goal setting. And this is important. You need to know your why. You have to understand your why that you're setting these goals. Lean in. Talk to me real quick. I want you to hear this. That's it. Lean in. All right? Listen to me. Everybody's why is different. But I want you to start to think about what's really important to you as to what your why is that you're setting these goals. Why did you join a big box gym? Okay. Why at January 1st did you want to eat better and start to exercise? Why are you drinking more water, avoiding fried foods, you know, avoiding dairy, whatever it is? Why? Now that's different for everybody, but what are some of those whys? Well, it could be fear again, but fear of what? Fear that the doctor has just told you something that you didn't like, that made you unhappy because you've been putting it off for years. Could be fear of you're afraid of what the doctor might tell you when you go see him or her next. Being honest. It could be you're afraid of being alone for the rest of your life. I'm talking real world things here, folks, okay? And so everybody has this why, but the power of that why has got to be in the front of your mind when you are setting these goals. And you need to be serious about your and honest with yourself as to what those goals are and why you want to succeed at them. You know, there's an old expression from the Far East. It says, the problem is that you think you have time. And we keep putting it off and putting it off. Right now, I want you to think and admit to yourself that your why, your whys, it could be because you want more energy to play with your children or your grandchildren. It could be that you don't want to be out of breath when you get to the top of the stairs. Whatever that why is has got to outweigh on the balance scales the bullcrap reasons that we sabotage ourselves and don't take action. It's as simple as that. I'm just being honest, not trying to offend anybody. I used to be way over 300 pounds and I lost the majority of my weight on the same exact principles that we teach at the Max Challenge. Okay. So I know a little bit about this. All right. So listen, figure out your why and make sure that that why outweighs the excuses you're going to feed yourself out of possibly fear. Think about it. There's something I think Megan and I even talked about at one time when we were doing grassroots. We were out there chatting. It's called choose your hard. You know, it's hard to lose weight. It's hard to get healthier in America, you know, especially with everything that's around us. Sure, it's hard to lose weight and get healthier. But it's also hard to have to go buy new clothes because the old ones are too tight. It's hard to be winded at the top of the stairs. It's hard to want to not play with your kids or play frisbee with your children or grandchildren because you don't have the energy or the cardio efficiency to do it. That's hard too. So you need to choose your hard. All right, I'm getting off of that soapbox right now. Let's talk about how to set goals that are attainable. One of the things that's going to make you very successful, more successful. In fact, statistically speaking, 42%, got that? 42% more successful with your goals. And this is not just health goals too. It could be almost any goal, is write them down. Believe it or not, there's something inside the human psyche, okay, that if we write down those goals and we make them tangible, because when you write something down and you see it and you hold it, it's tangible. And then I want you to do this. I want you to write down your goals. And then I want you, I know this might sound a little weird, tape them to your bathroom mirror. Why your bathroom mirror? Because that's the mirror that you see every day at least two times a day. And it's going to be right there staring at you to remind you. Underneath those written goals, I want you to write down your why, or plural, your whys, okay? It might seem like a simple thing, but statistically speaking, listen, you can do all the research too. You can go on the internet and check it out, all right? 42% more likely if you just write down your goals. All right. There's something that I think that almost every single personal trainer has been taught these things when it comes to goal setting, and I want to start to teach you to apply them to your goals right now. Maybe you've heard these before and you've forgotten. Maybe you've heard these before and you never tried it. Maybe you've never heard of these before. But the guidelines that I like to use and I encourage people to do is called SMART goals. SMART. Okay. S-M-A-R-T. Write it down. Come on. You can do it. SMART goals. And if you follow the guidelines for SMART goals, you will be very surprised at what you're able to do. And I'll tell you right now, at Max Challenge of Clinton, we are very, very, very goal-oriented. And you know what's great? And you're not going to be doing it alone. You're not going to be doing it alone. We are there. Our team. We are there side by side with you through the entire 10-week transformation. Okay, and you won't be disappointed. But setting these goals is really, really important. Hi, sweetie, I see you. First, SMART. I want you to write S-M-A-R-T in a vertical line. S-M-A-R-T. Got it? First one. The S stands for specific goals. Your goal can't be, okay, shouldn't be vague. Just, it's kind of just out there floating around. You know, that's kind of whimsical. That's a wish, okay? I wish I could lose weight. I wish I could stop taking this medication. I wish I could play baseball with my kids. That's a wish. No. We want specific goals. Do you want to lose weight? How much weight do you want to lose? Write it down. 42% more success rate. Okay. Your goal needs to be easy to understand. Don't get all convoluted with it. Be specific for yourself. All right. So when you're specific, getting healthy is way too general. Well, I'd like to get healthier. That's all. I've been talking about getting healthier for like 5 years. No. If you're talking about getting healthier, you need to define what that means to you. There are so many ways that you can get healthy, tons of ways, a plethora of ways. I like using that word from time to time. How do you want to get healthier? Is it by losing weight? Is it by becoming more flexible? Is it by, here, let me get into this. Does that include stopping smoking? Okay, that's a big one in my family because we had a very personal loss because of smoking. All right, so maybe you want to stop smoking. You got to break it down. Break it down into specifics. So for today's argument, for today's topic, I could just hear people in their minds right now of what they're thinking sometimes. I've been doing this a long time. I've heard probably a lot of, if not all of the reasons here. So for today's conversation, let's choose weight loss. Okay, it's something that's near and dear to my soul. It's near and dear to probably 70% of the people who are watching, listening right now. So, for example, the goal, I will lose weight. Okay. It's not specific. I want you to choose a number. All right. If you're not sure, you can ask us. We can help you with that. Although we don't really focus on the scale too much at the Max Challenge of Clinton. Okay. Moving on. Okay. That's the specific parts of this here. I'm definitely crunch for time. I have too much fun here. All right. Second, we have the S of SMART. The M is measurable. Write it down. Measurable. So your goal is to lose weight. Losing weight is not enough. It needs to be measurable. How are you going to track that progress? Okay. It could be on the scale. A lot of times I encourage people just to say, look how your clothes are fitting you. Look how your clothes are fitting right now. And then as you begin to go through your program, go through our 10-week challenge, you're going to notice how your clothes are different. I remember I've shared this a couple of times. Somebody said to me about a month ago, it's like, is your program expensive? I said, absolutely not, but your new wardrobe might be. Okay, that's the absolute truth right there. All right, so it needs to be measurable, and you need to know when you've reached that goal. A lot of times I even encourage people to say, hey, do you have a pair of jeans or a dress you haven't worn in years or a specific size that you know you want to get into? Get that out. Leave it out. Okay? You can see it then. Okay? All right. Moving on. This is an important one here, folks. This is an important one. The A in SMART. We have S as specific. M is measurable. The A is attainable. 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 Before, remember, for our conversation today, we're talking about weight loss. Before you can even come up with a number, however high or low it might be, you might want to lose 3 pounds. You might want to lose 73 pounds. All right? It needs to be attainable, though, within the realm that you're talking about here. Okay? It's great to shoot for the stars. It is absolutely great to shoot for the stars, but be careful how extreme you're going to go. Likewise, a goal that is too easy to attain, not really motivating. I'm going to lose 3 pounds by November 1st. My goodness. Okay. You want to choose something that's, you want to shoot for the stars. It's nice, fine, but watch, make sure it's attainable, but also make sure your goal is motivating. For instance, a lot of times I encourage people not to lose pounds, but to lose body fat. Got that? Body fat percentages are a really good way to monitor weight loss sometimes, okay? So maybe you want to lose 4% body fat or 7% body fat. Those are attainable goals that you can pay attention to, all right? Okay, moving on. We have SMART. S-M-A is attainable. R is relevant. Relevant goals. You want to set goals that are important to you where you are in your life right now. Okay? Write this down. You want to set a goal that is important to you in your life where your life is right now. Right now. Don't set a goal for someone else. Don't set a goal because somebody else is pressuring you. Because that is not very motivating at all. It goes back to what I said a few minutes ago. What is your why? What is your why? You want to set a goal. So you want to examine it. You want to examine this goal. If it doesn't seem relevant to you, you may not want to try it. Because you could fake it, but after a while, without that why, without that emotional connection to that goal, you're not going to make it. All right, so we examine our goals so far. We have something that's specific. I don't want to just get healthy. I want to lose weight. We want to do something that's measurable. I want to lose weight, but that's too general. I want to lose 22 pounds. Is it attainable? In the max challenge of Clinton's 10-week body transformation challenge, hell yeah, easily attainable 22 pounds. I'm just saying. Ron and I and Lauren and I and Megan and I, we have talked about these things a number of times. If you just do a part of what we teach you, you will be amazed at the goals that you can crush, okay, at Max Challenge, okay? So is it attainable and is it relevant? This 22 pounds, what's it going to do? Is it going to help you get off that medication? Is it going to help you fit into those jeans or that dress? All right. Is it, what's coming up? What's coming up? Summer's coming up. I mean, our challenge, we're looking to begin our challenge at the end of June of this year. What's coming up? It's summertime. All right. Bathing suit weather's coming up. Maybe you are going on vacation later this summer or in the autumn, or you have a family reunion coming up or whatever it is. There's going to be a graduation for your child or your grandchild or your nephew and niece, whatever it is. That can help make it very relevant right there. Use your imagination. If you're watching, you're listening right now, and you need to lose, let's say, 20 pounds, 25 pounds, what's coming up this year? Just imagine how much different that event in your life would be if you were down 20 pounds. Just imagine. It would be different, wouldn't it? It would be amazing. Maybe you're going on a cruise in the fall. Just imagine if you were down 30 pounds. It's going to make it relevant for you. Okay, so anyway, I'm watching the clock here. So it's good. We got to keep going with this. If you're not concerned about weight loss, then it's not going to be a relevant goal. All right, so definitely do this. So SMART, what's the T? It is time bound, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant. Time bound. You need to have an end point, okay? And it has to be a logical end point. Listen, we do at Max Challenge of Clinton, we do a 10-week body transformation program that is designed to help you reach your goals, okay? It's only 10 weeks, people. We're not talking 6 months, it's 10 weeks. No reason not to try it, but this is what it is. It's a time-bound endpoint. Knowing that you have a deadline motivates you to get started and to stick to it. You circle that date. 10 weeks after you start a challenge, whatever your goal is, you circle that date and you constantly remind yourself down, okay, that this is how long I have to attain this goal. It will make you get your butt in gear. I promise you. I guarantee it. I've been doing this a long time. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. It will help you be motivated. All right. So let's say you want to lose 1 pound a week, 2 pounds a week, or at the end of 10 weeks, you want to lose 5% body fat. You know, whatever the example is, you need to have that end date on there too. And by the way, I'm very big on this too. You want to do this in increments, an incremental goal, meaning you want to lose 30 pounds. I don't think of it. I don't tell people, members or clients, you're going to lose 30 pounds. You're going to lose 5 pounds. You're going to do it 6 times. If you look at these short steps, rather than this big number, because for a lot of people, that number has been over their heads for years. And that's not good. It's not healthy. So instead of, you know, thanks, Megan. Thanks for putting that up, kiddo. So instead of saying I'm going to lose 30 pounds, I'm going to lose 5 pounds. And then when I'm done losing 5 pounds, I'm going to lose another 5 pounds. Okay, just remember this, you know, and I'm going to be specific about the 10-week challenge. 10 weeks is going to go by whether you are taking care of yourself or not. So why not do it? What are you waiting for? What are we waiting for here? Okay, it's an amazing thing when you think about it. And I'm not going to get too into this right now, but it's something that's really, really, really close to my heart on this. How many times a day do you think about losing weight? How many times a day does it cross your mind? Okay, write this down. Write it down. Let's say it crosses your mind 5 times a day, which most people I talk to, it's much more than that. Hey, you know what? Let's say for the sake of argument, it's 4 times a day. Write down 4. 4 times a day. Now multiply 4 times 365 days. That's the amount of energy you put into it in 1 year. How many times are you thinking about it? And if you haven't done anything about it for 3 years, now multiply that number times 3. That's how long you've been thinking about it and haven't done anything about it. One of the biggest things about any goal, you know your why. You made it specific, you made it measurable, you've made it attainable, you've made it relevant, you made it time-bound, but guess what the next step is? You got to get into action, because just thinking about it changes nothing. Thank you to all of you who yelled at the camera just now, your monitors. It changes nothing, okay? Coming up on a hard break here. Folks, take the action, okay? Remember, the problem is that we think we have the time to do it. The time is now. All right? The past is the past. The future is just a figment of your imagination. The future is just a figment of your imagination. It hasn't happened yet. You're just imagining it. Right now, you can make the difference in your life, not anybody else's life. Remember, these goals have to be relevant to you, where your life is right now, not because somebody else wants you to lose weight, not because somebody else wants you to get healthier. Okay? It's about you and you alone, all right? So I'm going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back in a little bit, and I'm going to finish up. Again, if you have any questions, you can comment on the Facebook Live, or you can always, after the show, you can call us, 908-627-7020, 908-627-7020. Do not go anywhere. I will be right back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Huntin' Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Huntin' Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
You are listening and watching to the Max Challenge of Clinton's presentation of Max Living. We are coming to Clinton. In fact, we are there. I was at the center earlier today at 1802. Route 31 in Clinton. That is the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza. I was there earlier today. The construction is full force. The guys were in there working. Structures are going up. Sheetrock's going up. We are here now. The challenge is coming this summer. And you have any questions, you call us, 908-627-7020, 908-627-7020. My name is Mark LaRose. I am the center manager, motivator, and your host for today. We were talking about goals. Remember, if you missed any portion of this broadcast, the Facebook Live will be uploaded, and you can watch it later. And also, if you want to listen online, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. In the next day or two, our wonderful general manager here, Chris, he posts the link to the archives, all right? So we were talking about goals, why we miss our goals, and how to avoid that. Folks, goals are everything in life in so many different ways. And I get the sneaking suspicion that a lot of us, we're not really programmed when we're younger, when we're children, to have really specific and attainable goals. And what do I mean by that? Well, you're going to do your best in school. I want you to do your best in school, okay? My mom and dad, I love them. They never said to me, you should really go get A's, okay? It was always in the back of my head that I should be getting an A in things, okay? But it wasn't really specific. You're just going to do your best, all right? Sometimes that specificity... There we go. Being specific about things. I'll hear about that later. Being specific about things is the way you make the difference in your life. How long will you wait? How long have you been waiting? All right. So to recap this, the SMART goals, okay, are going to help you to not lose focus, to have a plan of action. What do I say? Success is not by accident. You're going to have a plan of action in place, especially if you come see us. Max Challenge of Clinton, we have a plan for your success. And I'm going to be bold about it. I guarantee we have a plan for your success. I guarantee we can help you. Okay? I know that that's a big step. I hope Ron's not going to text me later and say, what are you saying that for? I'm pretty sure he agrees with me. And secondly, when you have a SMART goal, you're not going to procrastinate either, okay? So the SMART, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. The goals that you have for yourself with your health and fitness, are they shoulds or are they musts? How long have you been thinking about it? And isn't it time that you must do something about this? Get those goals written down following these specific goal setting techniques, the SMART goals. Write them down, stick it on your bathroom mirror, and let's start to get it done. I can't even begin to tell you how many times years ago, and I'm talking a long time ago, when I didn't have specific goals and measurable goals, it was an amazing time when I finally figured it out. And what are you able to do with that? You're able to change your life. And really, really, Ron and Lauren and Megan and myself, this is the business we are in. We are in the business of changing people's lives. Dare I say, we are in the business to change your life. We are in the business to help you change your life. So once you get these goals written down, and this is the challenge, I'm going to use that in a very punny way. This is a challenge I'm putting out to you now. Once you've done the SMART goals, once you have figured out specifically and you know how to measure them and you know they're attainable and you know they're relevant to your life and you know you want to attain them and you want to put a time-bound end date on them, you need to call us. You need to call us and talk to us. And let us tell you what is so different about us. You know what? I have told this to many people. I am totally about shameless plugs, okay? But please, you have to understand that this is something that is so dear and close to my heart, okay? I've been doing this a long time. Ron's been a personal trainer for over 20 years, 25 years. These are things that we... that are in our hearts and in our souls. And this is the one way that I know that we can help you. So again, once you get these SMART goals written down, if you're just going to go donate your money to a big box gym, or maybe you're doing that now, how many people watch and listen right now that are just, you're giving money and you're not going. You haven't gone in 3 months. You haven't gone in 6 months. You haven't gone in 2 years because you keep hoping that you're going to get back into it. Well, using this technique of SMART goals and calling us, we will make sure that you have motivation and nutritional tools and amazing classes with amazing people that will get you on track and help you to stay on track. Anyway, enough about that. I do want to mention before we go that, and this is a big deal for us. I said it at the beginning of the broadcast. Let me say it again. This Saturday, the Max Challenge of Clinton, we are going to have a table at the Clinton Township Community Day. We want to see our neighbors out there. We're going to have other people out there with tables and such. Come on down. I mean, right now, from the way the weather report looks, it looks like it's going to be pretty darn nice out. And it's not going to be hot out just yet, but it's not going to be this freezing cold that we've had. So come down and visit us, Clinton Community Day. We're going to be at Bunk Park in Clinton Township right off of Route 31. We're going to have giveaways. Again, our partners, thank you for donating to our Community Day gift basket. Grounded for Life Cafe with Tara and her crew there. Just Chill Frozen Yogurt on Main Street in Clinton with Alice and her crew. Clinton Bike Shop, Rachel and Gardner, thank you. And Addicted Chic on Main Street in Clinton. Thank you, Annie. And I met Deb and Maureen, too, about 2 weeks ago, too. All right. Folks, when it comes down to the things that you're going to set goals for, and by the way, I've said this before, and this might be a little bit of a disclaimer. This, I'm talking health and fitness because it's a health and fitness radio broadcast. These goals, these goal-setting techniques, you can apply them to just about anything else going on in your life. Once you figure out your why. Once you figure out your why, you will understand the importance of following these guidelines. Again, I'm talking health goals right now. Could be financial. could be a job-related one, but specifically, and I've said this before, all of us are in the business 24 hours a day. I'm not talking the Fantastic Four here, as I like to call us at Max Challenge of Clinton. Talking about you, everybody, every human being that is listening to me right now, we are all in the business 24 hours a day of living as long as possible and feeling as great as we can. That is a fact. We are all in that same business. The thing is that so many people, they're not taught how to do that job. There's too many forces that are thrown at you between the advertising for, oh my gosh, fast food restaurants, and holy cow, the portion sizes here, and you know, it's just so difficult sometimes. But we at Max will help you. We're going to take the guesswork out of it for you, and we're going to hold your hand. Yeah, I'm not kidding. We'll hold your hand through your first 10-week challenge. So, hey, Zamir, nice to see you. All right, coming up at the end of the show here, again, Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. We're coming this summer. We're looking to start our first 10-week challenge at the end of June. We're going to be at 1802 Route 31 North at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza in beautiful Clinton. You have questions? 908-627-7020. My direct cell. If you want to talk to me directly, here's my cell number. Write it down. 908-332-0506. If you want to talk to me, my name's Mark. Been doing this for a long time. I am here to help you. I can help you. We can help you change your life. Folks, thank you so much for listening today. Thank you for being a part of this broadcast. I'll see you next Wednesday at 1 p.m. And coming up next month, I'm going to have the director of the Red Mill, Paul, coming here on May 16th to talk. So, folks, any questions, you email us, you private message us, you post them here. We'll see you next week. Thank you for coming here. Thank you for being here with me. Remember to take it to the max. Boom.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Veterans Affairs nominee Ronnie Jackson has fought to convince lawmakers of his leadership abilities as more and more details come out against him, ranging from repeated drunkenness at work to a toxic work environment. Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota talks about the interactions he's had so far with Jackson.
I met Admiral Jackson last week, had a very good meeting in my office with him. We asked him questions specifically with regard to his capabilities managing a very, very large group.
Today on Capitol Hill, French President Emmanuel Macron addressed Congress before heading back to France.
We also have to fight against the terrorist propaganda that spreads out its fanaticism on the internet. I want this fight to be part of our bilateral commitment, and we discuss with your president the importance of such an agenda.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Google's giving Gmail a makeover. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Google's parent company Alphabet revealing the new design, the first since 2013, and calling it an expensive overhaul that was 2 years in the making. The new Gmail, designed to compete with Microsoft Outlook and has smart assistant features such as suggested replies and nudges to remind you of forgotten emails. Google's project manager